ones who keep it.
Sam Edel, who is a 12th grade student at Kickapoo School, who also won first place at VFW District. That wraps up this edition of The Morning Show on WRCO Radio. It's been a good week. We have a lot of great guests lined up for next week here on the program as well.
At 7 o'clock now from ABC is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. It is 32 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Anger against President Trump's tariffs imposed on Mexico, China, and Canada. This is New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Why are we doing this? New York State is the economic engine of the country. When you do something that hurts New York, because we are in such close proximity to Canada, it's going to have a ripple effect across the country, and I'm concerned about that.
Now, the president acknowledging there might be some pain for Americans, but he thinks it will be a good move in the long term.
The United States has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world. We have deficits with almost every country. Not every country, but almost.
Several thousand protesters causing major gridlock around Los Angeles over the weekend in protest of President Trump's immigration policies and ICE raids. Officials in Philadelphia have now located the black boxes in the medical flight that crashed in a crowded neighborhood on Friday night. Seven people were killed in the crash, 22 injured, three are still in critical condition. This is ABC News. NASA keeping an eye on an asteroid about the size of a soccer pitch that could hit the Earth in 2032. Scientists say there's a little over 1% chance of possible impact. It was music's biggest night, but there was also a focus on those affected by the wildfires in Southern California. The Grammy Awards open with a rendition of I Love L.A. by Sheryl Crow, John Legend, and others, courtesy of CBS and the Recording Academy. One of the big winners, Kendrick Lamar, also sending his support to those who are rebuilding.
We're going to dedicate this one to the city. Compton, Watts, yeah, Long Beach, Inglewood, Hollywood, out to the Valley, Pacoima, IE, San Bernardino. All that.
Beyonce took home Grammy for Album of the Year with Cowboy Carter. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At the Creative Outlet, we sell beautiful, detailed, handmade greeting cards for many different occasions. 6 days a week, you can come in and pick out a thoughtful card to brighten someone's day when they open their mail. We are the Creative Outlet, open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5 on Court Street in Richland Center, bringing you the option to shop one-of-a-kind handmade gifts all year around.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of trust.
Family Prescription. prescription center, where your family always comes first.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 37 with a patchy mist or flurries possible this morning. For tonight, partly cloudy and much colder, a low of 11. Partly sunny and cool tomorrow and 20. 13 Tuesday night. Wednesday, 32 with a 50% chance of a light wintry mix starting in the afternoon. Right now, WRCO southwest winds at 5. And on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 32 degrees. That's how it rounds out weather-wise today here on a Monday morning, February 3rd. Exile, a little rough around the edges, and June's been trying to smooth those off for a long, long time. But anyway, she's working on it. Some things to celebrate today, February 3rd, it's Doggy Date Night. So take your doggies on a date, I guess. It's Elmo's birthday, Elmo from Sesame Street fame. who had the Tickle Me Elmo doll, which was a Christmas sensation many years ago. National Carrot Cake Day. So maybe whip one of those up today. It's International Golden Retriever Day, Patient Recognition Day, Wedding Ring Day, and also it's Take a Cruise Day, National Women Physicians Day, and also Take Your Child to the Library Day. Yeah, absolutely. The day the music died, the day of the plane crash in Iowa that killed Buddy Holly, Big Bopper, and Richie Valens. Their music recognized today. And here's one to celebrate. If I didn't get you too late there, maybe you're having some breakfast this morning. It's Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. Nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, if you're going to eat ice cream sometime during the day, it probably doesn't matter whether it's in the morning or at night or whenever. So enjoy it. At the Grammy Awards, some country music and songs that were on it, including the Best Country Song, written by Shane McAnally, Josh Osborne, and the singer of the song, Casey Musgraves. It's called The Architect.
Galveston.
Glenn Campbell on WRCO with a story song about Galveston. We're at 32 degrees here at WRCO Radio, headed toward maybe a little warmer, around 37 later today. A couple of, 50s late last week, and over the weekend, some temps in the upper 30s to low 40s, so pretty nice. Pretty nice Groundhog's Day yesterday as well, with sunshine and a high of 42.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
The Bucks suffered a loss last night as they fell in a game that was against the Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis is a very young squad and certainly maybe ran past the Bucks a little bit in that one last night. The Badger men had a nice win on Saturday. They'll play again on Tuesday night in Marquette. Lost on Saturday as well in men's basketball. We'll recap some sports scores and stories coming up next hour right here. And also we'll get set for another week of high school sports. It includes wrestling conference tournaments coming up on Saturday.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Heart
disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week. But adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart healthy living.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Hey, what's
buddy.
Going on?
How are you?
I am good.
How was your weekend, young man?
It was pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, right.
Good. Good.
Didn't do a whole lot, but
you didn't.
Those are the best weekends, right?
Sometimes it is. Phil.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring yesterday. I saw you here yesterday a little bit.
Yep, I was here doing a couple of things.
It's kind of weird not having football on, but that's okay. You know, it's that time of year.
We better get used to it.
Yep, baseball right around the corner.
After this weekend.
What, February 22nd?
That's our first game.
Yeah.
On the radio.
On the radio. So. That's awesome.
Right.
Yep.
Spring games, and I think pitchers and catchers report, I believe it's next week.
I think it's next Monday when I have to go in. So.
Oh, you're going in?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I get to be a batting dummy.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I never heard that before. But.
A T.
Yes.
Put the ball on your head.
Yes. Hit away.
There you go. Whack.
Oh. Anyway.
Missed that one.
So did you do anything nice for June this past weekend?
I'm trying to think.
Did you at least stay out of her way?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, did you clean anything out of your man cave?
No. No, I don't
okay.
think so.
The big question is, did you add anything to your bed?
Maybe.
I'm putting you on the spot, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. She might be listening. So, but anyway, it...
Have you put a lock on the door where she can't go in there?
No, I haven't yet, but she doesn't go in there.
But she probably can't, can
no,
she?
No, she can. But she said it gives her anxiety.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so.
She's been married to you for 40 years.
yeah. Oh, well.
Anyway.
Better get used
anyway.
To it.
Yeah. And tonight you're at the big school of?
River Valley.
River Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, we're there tonight. And start a big week with lots of good games. And then culminates with wrestling on Saturday.
That's me and you again.
We're headed to Royal.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about getting sick because we've already had it.
I don't know what we had.
Do you remember last year we got sick during it? Do you remember that?
Well, we were sick for sectionals. We were barely holding our heads up at Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah,
we made it.
We made it.
We made it. But, yeah, it's this time of year. So take your vitamin C and
move on.
Yeah. Plenty of liquids and rest and call me in the morning.
This is a long month for you and I.
Oh, well, it is. It's, busy
but,
month.
But it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It is fun, so.
And it's funny because it, as I mentioned earlier, you know, starting November, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's such a long season, that winter sports season. And it is, but, you know, it seems like, yeah, exactly. Here we are talking about tournament time for boys and girls later this month. And then it all comes crashing to a halt because by less than a month,
it's done.
There aren't too many things still going on.
There's not.
No.
And you actually get to catch up on your sleep a little bit.
Maybe.
Before the cold spring, winter baseball and softball
right.
season.
Right. Winter baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people always talk about, boy, it's cold football season. No. It's cold in baseball softball season.
Yeah, it's cold.
I think it's colder. Yeah, I get much colder in the spring than I do in the fall.
So I 100% agree. I don't know if we're just not acclimated to it, but football, you're aware of it. You know.
True.
But baseball and softball, you underestimate that win every time you go out.
Yeah, it's always windy. It seems
yes.
Like.
So anyway, I'm going to go cheat the kids in Highland tonight.
Are you?
Yep.
Well, good.
Yep.
Good luck with that tonight.
You got two games tonight.
Oh,
JV
well.
And so apparently, Lynn and Lynn Mitchick, you know, she's the AD over there, just says, you know what, come cheat them all.
Yeah. Well, we just heard the ad for the Richland Hospital about, you know, getting your steps in. So you're certainly getting your steps in. That's
I
a
am.
Positive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you might take two steps for each time the ball goes down the court. You know?
Well,
so
maybe.
It's from the out-of-bounds line, two steps to about...
you're pushing it.
Well, the free throw line would be about three or four steps.
That's way too much.
So you probably get 100 steps a game.
Yeah, maybe.
You
know? actually, it's about 2 to 3 miles. Did you know that?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Per game, so pretty interesting.
I would guess. I'm thinking that maybe, I don't know, soccer officials probably get the most steps.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe football, too, because you take, you know.
No, football's not that a lot. Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Probably less than a mile.
You got a bigger crew for football than you use soccer.
You do. Yeah. So, you know, you think about it. If you have two teams that are flying up and down the field, yes. But basketball, that's really when you get your steps. Baseball, I'm lucky to get 25 steps.
Yeah, just parking your lawn chair up there by second base, and there you go.
Cheating the kids there, too.
Yes, so. You are. Oh, well,
anyway,
it's Chet's Chuckle today.
It is. It's Chet's Chuckle that you and I made it.
Uh-huh, right.
Yes, yeah. Hey, why did the Bullet lose his job, Phil? Do you know?
Well, he probably got fired.
He did get fired.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you knew that one.
Sixth grade comedy.
Yes, film. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm glad Well, you heard the rumor going around about the butter, didn't you?
Well, don't spread it.
Well, that's two for two that you've got. This is not quiz day, young man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Why is Peter Pan always flying, Phil?
Peter Pan always flying. I give up.
Because he's never lands.
Oh, he never lands. Oh.
Yeah.
Boy, it could have been three for three.
I thought you had it, too.
And I thought about it a little bit more.
Right. Mm. What Bob Dylan song makes hens happiest in the coop?
Lay, lady, lay.
Yes.
Lay, lady, lay.
Lay. Good song,
go.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, do you have any?
I can't top those.
If you have some, you can top.
What's a vampire's favorite fruit?
Oh, what is it? I don't know.
Nectarine.
Nectarine.
Oh, good at the old sixth-grade comedy club.
Nectarine.
Say, Hank, I got a Western termite as a pet.
No, really?
I named him Clint. Clint eats wood.
Clint eats wood, yes.
Clint eats wood.
Yes. Poor Clint.
Yeah, and we'll have more attempts coming up after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
What kind of films do the hens most like?
What kind of films do hens most like?
Yeah.
I give up.
We're going to go with a chick flick.
A chick flick. Oh, Hank.
Yeah.
Along those same lines, what do you call a farmyard fowl that can multiply?
A farmyard fowl. I don't know.
A mathma-chicken.
A mathma-chicken.
Thank
yes.
you. Yes, yeah. yes, thank you.
Were you over at Ithaca's Comedy Club this past weekend getting their jokes?
No, I wasn't. What's
a chicken's favorite dessert, Philip?
I don't know.
Coop cakes.
Coop cakes? Oh.
Why did the chicken go on vacation?
I give it up.
She was tired of being cooped up.
Cooped up, yes, right.
Yeah.
Talk about spring fever.
Yeah.
I remember those first days letting Speckled Pete and his girlfriends out from the hen house, you know, after a cold winter. Boy, they would be really, really happy.
What brand of baby food do pirates prefer for their babies?
I don't know.
Gerber.
Could not think of that one, Hank. Oh, boy.
Yep, not getting any better here.
I took a course to learn how to be a DJ.
Really?
But it barely scratched the surface.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah. There's a step-by-step guide, Phil, for how to climb the stairs.
Step-by-step guide to
What does a hillbilly call a deer with no eyes?
What do you call it?
No idea.
No idea.
No idea.
Oh, boy. That one takes the key.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, but that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was. I gotta give you that.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I was young, Phil, I was really poor.
Oh,
but after years of struggle, I'm just I'm no longer poor. I'm just older.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Hank. Yeah,
Do you have any more?
Well,
are you going to attempt to make any more?
One that I'll get in trouble for, probably.
All right. Well, let's have it down.
But now that I've said,
where's
that,
your little bell?
I don't know where that went. It went over the other side there. The NFL has fired all of its female referees.
Really? Why is that?
Because they kept throwing flags on penalties that happened 3 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Remember that time you...
Oh, yes.
I don't.
You fill up my... like
poor Phil.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of Joan...
Yeah.
All right. How do you get a farm girl to marry you, Phil?
I give up.
Attract her.
Attract her. Oh, boy. Take my Farm All Super C and show them who the boss is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All 23 horses. On a good day. Going downhill. Oh, well.
Well.
That's about it, huh?
No, I have a kicker.
Oh, you do?
You want a kicker.
I better get out of the way.
Yeah,
all right.
There you go.
Go ahead, Hank.
John visited his 90-year-old grandpa who lived way out in the country.
That's nice.
On the first morning of the visits, John's grandpa prepared a breakfast of bacon and eggs. John noticed a film-like substance on his plate and asked, "Are these plates clean?" Grandpa replied, "Yeah, they're as clean as cold water can get them. Just go ahead and finish your meal." Hmm. For lunch, Grandpa made hamburgers. Again, John was concerned about the plates as they appeared to have specks of dried egg on them.
Ooh.
"Are you sure these plates are clean?" he asked. Without looking up, Grandpa said, "I told you before, these dishes are as clean as cold water can get them." Well, he lives in the country. He's got, you know, cold water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Without looking, later, as John was leaving, his grandpa dog started to growl and wouldn't let him pass. John said, "Grandpa, your dog won't let me get out." Grandpa yelled at the dog, "Cold water, lie down." Yes.
Well, their mouth's cleaner than ours.
Yeah. Right? They've been debunked.
Yeah,
on
I
that.
Know. Mythbusters proved that wrong. Yeah.
Well, anyway, young man, I appreciate the laugh. Hope we made somebody laugh out there. Are you still playing John Denver in the background?
I better.
Yeah. Have a great day. Be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
A note on today in history, February 3rd, 1959, which would become the day the music died. Rock and roll stars Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper died in a small plane crash along with the pilot, Roger Peterson, near Clear Lake, Iowa. 1966, the Soviet probe Luna 9 became the first man-made object to make a soft landing on the moon. And in 2002, the New England Patriots won their first Super Bowl, beating the St. Louis Rams 20-17. Some notes on this day in history, the 3rd of February. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes to Cal Butcher from St. Mary's School. Happy Sweet 16 to Aubrey Imhoff. Love Mom, Dad, Alex, and Aiden. Happy 16th today to Aubrey. Love Grandma and Grandpa Myers. And to Aubrey, have an awesome day. Love Mike, Michelle, Mark, Brett, Michelle, and also Mateo and Ty. Happy birthday wishes to Brianna Hackle from Jerry and Martha and Jeff and Judy, John, Zach, and Joe, Grandma, Grandpa Hackle, and Bethany, Jeremy, and Nova, Ryan, and Danielle. Special wishes for your husband, Ben, as well. Daughters, Emerson, and Andy, all sending out best wishes to Brianna today. Happy birthday. To Papa Stan Goplin, who celebrates this week. Have a great day. Love, Brianna, Sean, Elena, and Brantley. Stan, best wishes. Greetings today to Scarlett Murr from Park Street Christian Church and to Scarlett from St. Mary's School. Sandra Hansen from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday, Aaliyah Klingeman, courtesy of Park Street Christian Church. And to Aaliyah, we're so proud of the generous, loving, and kind young woman that you are. Love you bunches from Mom and Dad. To Brian Clevisaddle, happy birthday. Have a great day with love from Mom. Janice Pedersen, all the best from some fella named Clark. And happy birthday, Janice, from Ryan, Katie, and Rip. And happy birthday, Janice Pedersen, from Park Street Christian Church. To daughter-in-law, Sam Kepler, from Fred and Deanne. Happy 36th birthday, Derek Ewing. Love ya from Mom, Dad, and the rest of the Ewing horde, especially Haven Rose. Greetings today to Jan Ewing. This is best wishes to you from all of your friends and family at Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Stephanie Joyce and Samantha McNamer from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Derek Ewing from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Happy birthday today to Sarah Nelson. Love from Mom and Dad. Best wishes from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Audrey Sylvester, Bryant Imhoff, Gary Stanick, and Breanne Hackle. And happy birthday, Carol Ringelstetter, from Brother Bob this morning. Greetings today from the Richland Center Lions Club to Stan Goplin, Cal Butcher, Scarlett Murr, Samantha Kepler, and Quinn Juno. And happy anniversary to Darren and Heidi Gunderson.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver. All at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Macy's, we're so ready for Valentine's Day. While it might feel like it's still a ways off, it's actually next Friday. Fortunately, that's just enough time for you to find the perfect gifts from our Valentine's Day gift guide. How about a hobo-style handbag from Coach? A three-piece gift set from Lancome, Estee Lauder, or Clinique? A watch from Michael Kors? Or diamonds and more diamonds? Whatever your love loves, come into Macy's and find the perfect gift for your Valentine before next Friday sneaks up on you like Cupid with a little bow and arrow.
Thanks for joining us today. We're at 32 degrees at 7:41 the time. Phil Nee with you on a Monday, the 3rd of February. Here we go. Some notes on celebrities, some folks you may have heard of today with birthdays, and they include actor Nathan Lane, who is 69, Basketball Hall of Famer Vlade Divac is 57, and also actress Morgan Fairchild, 75, singer-guitarist Dave Davies of the Kinks is 78, Football Hall of Famer Bob Greasy turns 80. And Hall of Famer, another Football Hall of Famer, well-known quarterback, Fran Tarkenton, is 85. I used to get so frustrated when the Packers would play the Vikings, and I think that was, well, back then, I think you could pretty much do anything to the quarterback. So they would have Fran, like, halfway down to the ground, and he would throw a sidearm touchdown pass, you know, it always seemed like. Back in the Packers' not-so-glorious days. All right. Anyway, some looks at February 3rd, Celebrity Side. Today, celebrating birthdays. News is coming up. Here's Waylon Jennings.
May the fruit of my toil be yours, love. May the food from my soil and from this moment on, may a love that is strong and lives on and on be yours, love. May the suns that I may the comforts I praise be yours, love. If I ever get weak, may the love words I speak and the arms that I seek.
Jennings at WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 7:45 news time today here on the radio, sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town and Country TV and Appliance. The forecast calls for a high of 37 today. There could be a bit of patching mist or flurries this morning through about midday. Very cold tonight, down to 11 degrees, with a high tomorrow expected to reach 20. Right now it is 32 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
I'm Phil Nee, in for Joanne Krulatz today. A record number of Wisconsinites have signed up for health care through ACA.
313,579 Wisconsinites signed up during the 2025 open enrollment period, marking a nearly 18% increase from the previous period and the state's highest enrollment number ever. Governor Tony Evers says making sure every Wisconsinite has access to affordable health care will always be a top priority for him. During his 2025 State of the State address, Evers announced health care efforts, including increasing access to necessary prescription medicine and improving consumer protection. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
One person is dead and several others injured after a very short police chase through Columbia County. Deputies say the chase started Saturday afternoon when officers attempted to stop a vehicle on I-90-94. The driver, a 22-year-old man from Sparta, took off at over 100 miles per hour but quickly lost control of the vehicle and crashed on the ramp to Highway 33. One passenger from the vehicle was ejected and died at the scene. Two other passengers suffered life-threatening injuries. The driver is hospitalized but will face felony charges when he is released. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler won't be leading the national party. Despite Wickler's endorsements from several governors, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democratic National Committee delegates meeting outside Washington, D.C. over the weekend, chose Minnesota's Ken Martin as the party's next chair. Martin won 246.5 of 428 votes. Wickler came in second with 134.5. The 51-year-old Martin was serving as DNC vice chair and is also chair of the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party. Wisconsin businesses are bracing for tariff impacts. James Vanderloo, head at Global Freight Forwarder, OEC Group Milwaukee, said businesses importing from Canada, Mexico, and China are unlikely to take on the costs that come with tariffs. Vanderloo said President Trump's new 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico and 10% tariff on China will be hard for businesses to be able to justify absorbing all that cost. So typically they'll pass it on to the consumer. He said that especially applies to small businesses and manufacturers, which are a major part of Wisconsin's economy. A recent Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce survey found 56% of respondents opposing 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, and half predicting those would have a negative impact on their businesses. The DMV is now offering the Wisconsin County Forest Association plate. The organization is a nonprofit that works to educate and sustain more than 2.4 million acres of healthy and productive forests for recreation and the state's forest product industry. In order to receive the plate, you will need to commit to a $25 annual donation, which would be used to help advocate and promote sustainable forest management in Wisconsin. There are now more than 60 specialty plates available in Wisconsin, and they can be viewed on the DMV's website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, in conjunction with Wisconsin Libraries, are hosting Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program. After a one-year hiatus, the program is back at a local library. Stacy Pilla is the director of the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center.
Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library is a collaborative effort between the DNR, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, and many libraries around the state, where library cardholders have the opportunity to check out a daily pass to state parks, forests, and recreation areas. It is good for any park in Wisconsin, with the exception of the state trails. Those require a separate trail pass.
It works much in the same way as checking out a book or DVD, but you don't have to return it.
You check it out, but it's yours to keep. You do not have to bring it back, and you will affix it to the windshield of your car on the day you visit the park. It's a one-day pass, and we can give you a bit of a range if you're not quite exactly sure what day you're planning to go to the park, a three-day range.
Along with a day pass, library cardholders may receive an informational kit of state park system materials.
We do have a packet of materials at the library that patrons can take to help them get started. They can also visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Under the Parks tab, they can find information there under Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library. They can also visit Out We Go. Search for that, and that's OUTWI. Is in Wisconsin, G-O, and just scroll down until you find state parks at your library.
The passes are free. You just need to have a library card and a Wisconsin license plate on your car. The program runs throughout the year, but the library has a set amount of passes.
Summer will probably be our most busy time for the passes, but we do have a good supply, but it is first come, first serve.
The Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program is available at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center during normal business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 6, Friday from 9 to 5, and Saturday from 10 to 2. If you would like to help the library keep this program available, donations are always appreciated. Representative Tony Kurtz has announced 6 upcoming listening sessions for constituents of the 41st Assembly District to attend and share their thoughts, concerns, and ideas on what's happening in their community and statewide. Kurtz will be at the Viola Village Hall today from 10:30 until 11:30, the Richland Center Municipal Building from 2:30 until 3:30, and the Lone Rock Village Hall from 5:30 until 6:30. Also, Monday, February 10th, Kurtz will be holding listening sessions at the Reedsburg Library from 10:30 until 11:30, the Wanewalk Library from 2:30 until 3:30, and from 5:30 until 6:30 at Lake Delton Village Hall. That's next Monday. The Richland Center High School Band will present its annual Pops Concert tonight, starting at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band. The Concert and Symphonic Band will perform a wide range of rock, pop, movie, and musical styles. This concert will feature music from the Rolling Stones, the Eagles, Bon Jovi, Adele, Star Wars, Broadway, and Disney. Admission $5. Per person for free for seniors and also students with ID for the Richland Center High School Band Concert tonight. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is a member of the committee overseeing the FAA and Transportation Department. On WISN's Upfront, the Wisconsin Democrat said she doesn't believe that committee needs to launch its own investigation into last week's deadly collision between a passenger plane and an Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C. She said the committee lacks the expertise of the National Transportation Safety Board, and a member of Congress should wait for the agency to complete its investigation. She expects the committee to be briefed on the crash this week. Baldwin also said she found President Trump's comments the day after the tragedy, which killed 67 people, to be wholly inappropriate. Trump cast widespread blame for the crash, including diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Today, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin will tour the Wisconsin Opioid Overdose Response Center at UW-Madison and hear how the federal funding she secured is helping combat the fentanyl crisis across Wisconsin. Senator Baldwin secured $2 million for the Wisconsin Opioid Overdose Response Center, funding that the Trump administration has potentially put in jeopardy as he pushes to cut funding that Wisconsinites will rely on. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announced Thursday the online application period for the public school open enrollment program for the 2025-26 school year opens today and runs through April 30th. Parents and guardians can apply to send their children to any public school district in Wisconsin during the 2025-26 school year through the open enrollment program. Application materials and additional information on the program are available on the DPI's website. School districts are required to notify applicants by June 6th on the status of their open enrollment application. Transportation to and from a non-resident school, in most circumstances, is the responsibility of the parent or guardian. However, some school districts may provide partial transportation. To assist in submitting open enrollment applications, a directory of public school districts is available on the DPI's website. Additional information from an open enrollment consultant is available toll-free by calling 1-888-245-2732 or by emailing openenrollment at dpi.wi.gov. The public school open enrollment program is funded by state general equalization and aid transfers between sending and receiving school districts, with the transfer amount calculated on statutory provisions. Resident districts cannot deny a student's open enrollment application. The American Red Cross is encouraging you to give blood or platelets now to help protect the blood supply from the ongoing impact of winter weather and wildfires. Donors of all blood types, particularly type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets, are needed to help save lives. Due to weather and fires, Red Cross blood drive cancellations have grown into the hundreds. Collectively, this has resulted in more than 12,000 uncollected blood and platelet donations during the month of January. As winter weather and illnesses continue to plague individuals, this could continue to further strain the blood supply. You have several opportunities to give this week. The first will be Tuesday from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. The second will be Wednesday from 9 until 2 at Wisconsin Heights High School. A third blood drive will be held Thursday from 11:30 until 5 at Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. The fourth and final blood drive this week will be Friday from noon until 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland. You can schedule a time to give by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com. Here are today's vital statistics. George L. Blake, 89, of Boscobel, died January 25th. A funeral service will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Burial will be at the Prairie Cemetery in Fenimore. Friends may call at the funeral home on Tuesday from 9 until the service time at 11. George L. Blake, 89, of Boscobel. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died Thursday, January 16th at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday from 4 until 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center. And Thomas Wiley E. Berger, age 71, died on Saturday at his home in Sextonville. A celebration of Tom's life will be held on Saturday, February 8th, from noon until 4 p.m. at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Thomas Wiley E. Berger, 71, of Sextonville.
ABC ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump tariffs against Mexico, China, and Canada go into effect tomorrow morning. The president says Americans may feel some pain, but it will be worth it. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with more.
Prices are likely to rise on clothes, appliances, and children's toys, with 85% of all toys in the U.S. made in China. The CEO of toy company Basic Fun tells us the price of a popular toy like a Tonka truck could go up from $30 now to $40 by Christmas.
Donald Trump advisor Elon Musk now has access to the federal government's funding agency. He has been given access to the U.S. Treasury Department's vast payment system. After a fight with the official who oversees the system, that official has now been placed on administrative leave. Staffers at the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, were instructed to stay out of the agency's Washington headquarters today after Elon Musk announced that Donald Trump had agreed with him to shutter the agency. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your